Read 180 presents Cleopatra VII, Daughter of the Nile by Christiana Gregory. Before we get started reading, let me tell you about this book. Cleopatra VII is a work of historical fiction about the life of the woman known as Cleopatra, Queen of the Nile. The book is written in the form of a diary that Cleopatra kept during her early teenage years. The diary lets you, the reader, experience what Cleopatra is experiencing, as if you were seeing it through her eyes. This book is historical fiction, so the information in it is based on facts about real people, places, and events. But because it's written as a diary, you'll be reading a lot about Cleopatra's thoughts and emotions, things that the author couldn't possibly know for sure. These thoughts and emotions would have to be inferred by the author, in other words, guessed at or imagined. In order to make the best guess about what young Cleopatra might have been like, the author had to study facts about her life and the time period in which she grew up. Cleopatra was a princess who lived in Egypt in the northern part of Africa. She was a daughter of the king of Egypt, Ptolemy Auletes, and she was sometimes called Princess of the Nile, referring to the mighty Nile River which runs through Egypt. Cleopatra was born in 69 BC. As you probably know, BC stands for before Christ, so she was born 69 years before Christ. As you read through the diary, you'll notice that the dates of Cleopatra's entries aren't written in English. The names of the months, for example, Januarius, Februarius, and Martius, are in Latin, the language of the ancient Romans, one of the many languages Cleopatra spoke. Now get ready to travel back in time to ancient Egypt. But first, here's your reading coach, Stacy.
Hi, this is Stacy. I'll be reading Cleopatra VII, Daughter of the Nile, with you. From time to time, I'll be breaking in to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some of the strategies I use to figure out difficult words or confusing parts of the story. When you hear this sound, it means you're about to hear from me. Don't forget to follow along in your book while you're listening. If you're ready, let's begin.
Cleopatra VII, Daughter of the Nile, by Christiana Gregory. Scrolls 1 through 7, 57 BC.
Sorry to interrupt so soon, but what does the author mean by scrolls 1 through 7? Well, in Cleopatra's time, writers wrote on papyrus, a paper-like material made from the papyrus plant. Sheets of papyrus could be glued together to form one long piece, which would then be rolled up into a scroll. So the author is telling us that Cleopatra's diary was written on scrolls, and we're about to read the first 7 of them. Okay, let's start reading the diary.
3. Januarius, morning. I, Cleopatra, Princess of the Nile, write this in my own hand. Many rooms in the palace are mine, but this small one at the northeast corner is my favorite. It overlooks the sea. Waves beat wildly against the shore, for another storm is upon us, our 5th this winter. The clouds are dark. Even wrapped in my chiton, I feel cold. It is most urgent that I record the troubling events of this week. Father has gone into hiding, having fled for his life. Though it is the 23rd year of his reign, he is in danger of losing his throne. He is, of course, King Ptolemy Auletes, honored pharaoh of Egypt.
Cleopatra's father is called King Ptolemy, so that tells us that pharaoh must be the Egyptian word for king or ruler. As you read on, check out the setting of the royal palace. Cleopatra gives many details about furnishings, clothing, and customs that help create a clear picture of what day-to-day life was like for her and the other members of the royal family. In many ways, it seems like a life to envy, full of pleasures and luxury. But being a member of the royal family also had its price. Let's keep reading, starting with the last paragraph on the bottom of page 3. It begins, 3 nights ago.
3 nights ago, while father slept, a deadly puff adder was found curled at the foot of his bed, ready to strike. Father's old eunuch Mento, who sleeps on